Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Being broke millennials and Gen Zs, a lot of us have taken the bold step to move in with our parents during the MCO, but is it all sunshine and roses? The movement control order was confusing for many as they had to start working from homes and they realized how expensive it actually is living alone in Kuala Lumpur and Selangor. Following this, many of them decided to move back to live with their parents for a cheaper and safer alternative. To get into the minds of those who moved back home, we asked Malaysians how has it been living with their families for a majority of the pandemic. Renu, 27, who moved from Subang to live with her parents in Pahang said that it has mostly been pros as she's quite well taken care of with a free flow of food and groceries while having nothing to worry about. Not only that, but she has also been able to save a substantial amount of money for the future and still be able to get things she actually wants. Previously, after paying for her car maintenance, water bill, electricity bill and rent, she wouldn't have any left for savings. I used to only eat one meal a day when I was on my own to try to save as much as money as I can. But, now I've got food on the table and don't have to worry about that anymore. Nawi, 29, on the other hand, said living with her family has been great as you have someone else taking care of you and it definitely beats going through the pandemic alone. However, there are some downsides to this situation where, firstly, she feels that her parents don't really understand the concept of space and after a while, it definitely got annoying when there are too many people in the house. When you're working from home, parents think you're not really working. My aunt once laughed at me for taking leave as she feels that I'm just home all the time. Wan, 25, who lived in Kuala Lumpur with her sister prior to the lockdown has been living with her parents since the first MCO. She shared that living at home has its own pros and cons as her mother, like all mothers, loves to nag at any time of the day. However, at the same time, her parents are also her main pillar of strength and whenever something comes up, they will calmly dissect the problem with her. I believe that it is also a good thing that I'm at home as I get to spend time with them as they are getting old and time is limited. This is my opportunity to help and take care of them. Wan and her parents on Chinese New Year. Shaw, 31, simply said it doesn't make sense for him to move out of his mom's place right now due to the still compulsory work from home orders and his house is also nearer to the office in case of any emergencies. He added that when he was living alone pre-pandemic, he realized how tiresome it got handling the place. Then there's also the fear of getting really sick and having no one there for you. Once, I got really high fever till I couldn't even move when I was living in my apartment. In short, being sick and alone is no fun. For those of you who have been living at home since the pandemic, how has it been? Share with us your experiences in the comment section. Also read, Machines share why their happy WFH orders are finally lifted and they can bollock office. Source, Unsplash, the Creative Exchange source, Global Times source, provided to WAB. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.